radio with y'all. Hope you make it to the beach real soon.
Strangest feeling I'm feeling, but your love we will always believe in. Though you may think my fate is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's
name. Stop. Bring it back sound.
On KXRY Portland, X-Ray Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219KU Nehalem serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours. And you may think, I think he stumbled over some words. It was all on purpose because Tanner keeps hyping up my intros. And I got to bring him back down to earth, you know? To err is human. But to release your own self-titled record is divine. And that's why we have the one and only Leah Farmer right here in the studio.
Hey, everybody.
And we are going to be listening to her brand new record.
Yeah, super excited. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, before we get started, just tell us, yeah, Batasonic Records, how it came about, what you're trying to do, like what the sound you were going for.
Yeah, so it all came about because I had some ukulele demos, funnily enough, that I wasn't really sure what to do with. So I approached Nico Leonard, was on tour with us here when we were going around with the Slackers, and I said, hey, I have these songs, like, what should I do with them? And he said, let's make a record. And so there it is. It's like kind of eclectic, just based off of everything that I'm inspired by, all the different genres that I like. So there's a little bit of everything on it.
And when you say a little bit of everything, because I've listened to this record a little obsessively. I mean, we've got, to me, I have an untrained ear, right? If it doesn't have an offbeat, I don't know what to do with it. But that, there's some northern kickers in there. There's some like popcorn. There's some like French pop stuff happening. Like what was everything that you're pulling from?
Just, I think I like to say it's just the 60s, late 60s. So just around the world. So that's, yes, good. There's a little bit of French pop. There's a little bit of kind of almost country, like a little Patsy Cline in there. Irma Thomas is a big influence of mine. So there's that Southern soul influence in there. She's from New Orleans. So yeah. Everything from the 60s, I think.
All right, what are we starting off with?
We're starting off with All My Love, which is actually a composition that Nico sent me that I wrote too. So I didn't write the actual song. I wrote the lyrics and the melody. So it was a true collaboration, this one.
That was the first track, All My Love, Leah Farmer, off her brand new record, Batasonic Records, batasonic.bandcamp.com. You can grab yourself a copy, and you can come celebrate the release tonight at Bunk Bar, 8 p.m.
Yeah, we got Blue Beat Quintet and John Roy Sound up from California, so should be really fun.
I really like the horn intro on that one. I won't harp on it too much, but it reminds me a lot of like a Millie Smalls or like one of those UK releases where they would have the long horn kind of intro before the music actually starts. It evokes a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. it's really cool. The horn players that he got are so incredible. So I was really pumped they wanted to do this.
If you have questions for Leah as well, you can text in at 971-220-5979. But I'm very excited about this next song that we're about to play. Laissez tomber les filles.
Laissez tomber les filles.
Ah.
Yeah.
What she said. Professional radio. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that was incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a really fun song. It is a cover. It was originally written by Serge Gainsbourg, but I think most people would know it from France Gall, for example, or the English version is April March. It's called Chick Habit, so you might recognize it from that. We decided to do a French song because I speak French, and the band is actually Belgian. Everyone playing on the record is from Belgium, and they all speak French, so it's a fun fact.
This is a strange thing. I never thought about that. It's like when you play in front of a French crowd, are you? I mean, because you tour around a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Are you able to? You're just chilling, hanging with people, chatting.
Yeah, they are often surprised that I speak French. So, the first couple of times we toured in Europe, I didn't say anything in French or sing in French. So people they didn't know. And then I would, you know, at the merch table, just kind of pop off and have a conversation with them, and they were always surprised. But this time. We were there in April and we did Laisse tomber les filles, and people in France lost it because it's a very, very famous cover, and so they were really pumped about that. So yeah, it was cool.
I have now in the interim gotten a lesson. Laisse tomber les filles.
Laisse tomber les filles.
Laisse tomber les filles.
That's pretty good.
I'm fluent now.
Lady's part is in me.
Killer. I love the turn of phrase that you came up with, the fill me up, just watch me burn. That's so good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that is actually one of the older songs that I wrote on this album. It's interesting because some of the songs are like 12 years old. Some of the songs are brand new. They say you have your whole life to write your first record, which is true. You draw from all of your experiences. So, that Gaslighter was pretty old. And the first thing, this was the first single that came out, and several people texted me afterwards and were like, man, how many people think that's about them?
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah, it's about nobody.
We have the text line open, 971-220-5979. If you have any questions for Leah on her brand new record, Leah Farmer, on Batasonic Records, available now. And we have our very first question. I'm very excited to hear the answer to this. Why is Leah so cool?
That is so sweet. I don't know who wrote that, but you're the best.
And I think it's because you're from Austin.
Oh, could be. Well, I wasn't born there, but I got there as fast as I could, I guess. Yeah, I lived all over, but I went to school in Austin, and I miss it. I miss the heat, but you know, here I am now. I love Portland too.
And what's coming up next?
What is coming up next is the first song that Nico and I ever did together. Even before we thought about making an album, he had sent me a track to sing to. It's called Since I've Seen You, and it's my favorite.
I've seen you since you've known me.
we are, the Impact Sound, back once again with Leah Farmer, having a little listening party for the brand new record, Leah Farmer, on Badasonic Records, available now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go buy it. It's available. You can go buy it.
Yes, and it'll get shipped right to your house. Or you can come to the show tonight, and I'll just hand you one. It's at Bunk Bar at 8 p.m. It's going to be a blast. We have Blue Beat Quintet and John Roy Sound. So just come get your record there and T-shirts.
That was a beautiful segue. I just want to take a moment and appreciate that, because not a lot of people can pull off a segue that smooth. And
thank
that
you.
Was...
I'd try. This next song is called Went On Anyway. And fun fact about this one, if you are into the Reggae Workers of the World, you might recognize this chord progression off of their newest album, New Thing. I won't tell you what song it is because I want you to go find out yourself. But the same, we did two versions of this, a soul version and a rock steady version. And I obviously am about to go with the soul version. But they took the rock steady version. So that's on the new album, also off Badasonic Records of Reggae Workers of the World. So this is Went On Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, you are tuned to the Impact Sound, a very special Impact Sound right now, where we are doing a listening party of the brand new Leah Farmer album, Leah Farmer, with Leah Farmer.
It's me.
The text line is open if you have any questions. 971-220-5979. Your burning questions. She's here to answer them about the record. You can come. You can listen to the record now, as we have been. You can come listen to the record. You can come join in the record release party, 8 p.m. at Bunk Bar. It's going to be a really fun time. We have another question from the text line from King Corey himself, who wants to know which song on this album is your favorite.
Hey, Corey. That's a great question. So I have two favorites. I'm going to say I have a side A and a side B favorite. Side A is going to be Since I've Seen You, which we heard a second ago. That was a really fun one to write. I like the vibe of it. I think it just sounds, I like the way that one sounds. It's really fun to sing also. My side B favorite is actually the last song on the album, and it's called White Noise. It's the oldest song I wrote, and it's maybe the most sentimental to me. Like the lyrics and what I wrote it about are super personal, and I really, really love how Nico interpreted what I gave him a ukulele demo, which, you know, those are pretty basic. So the way that he interpreted everything really, really brings the song to life. So,
yeah, I'm super curious about how that collaboration works. So you sent him the demos. It was you singing the songs you had previously written on a ukulele. So you had the chord progressions that you wanted and everything like that. And then just like, it was just like, go from there. Like, what was the back and forth like?
Yeah. So maybe half the songs were that, where I said, here, I have these songs. Most of them were finished. A couple of them needed, you know, maybe a bridge or something that he wrote. And so he took those and he sent me full demos. Like, wow. It was kind of crazy. And really quickly, too. So, you know, we just kind of went back and forth and tweaked things here and there. If maybe one song, he gave me a couple of versions, right? Like for Went On Anyway, for example, he gave me a soul version and a rock steady version, and I chose. So for a couple of songs, we did that. And then All My Love, Since I've Seen You, and Daydreaming are all his compositions that he sent me that didn't already have vocals or a vocal melody. So I wrote those completely brand new to the song that he sent me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So you can, if you think about it, you can tell they're much more difficult chord progressions, the ones that he wrote, which is what makes them really cool. Like Daydreaming, I think, is such a cool song.
And so when you went back and forth, and then when you were ready, you flew over to Belgium?
Yes.
And
I went,
did the recording?
Yep. I went to the studio in Charleroi. And yeah, we recorded everything live to tape with the Belgian guys, the band. And then I did my vocals as well there.
Just like Belgium, we lickle, but we Charleroi. This next song is, I've been told, Four on the Floor. I don't know what that means, but it's real good.
Yeah.
are safely into the B-side here on Leah Farmer's debut record. Leah Farmer, I'm going to pronounce your name many different ways, apparently. On Batasonic Records, out now, batasonic.bandcamp.com. The record release show party happening tonight at Bunk Bar, 8 p.m., whole grip of fantastic people. And who's backing you up tonight?
Yes, so it's a really fun mix of Bandulus and Cascadians and just a bunch of people I've played with here in Portland over the years. So we've got Terrence Pascal on drums from the Cascadians, Curtis Irie on bass. We've got Alex Rich on guitar, Mario from the Bandulus on guitar. Let's see if I can remember everyone's last name. I don't think I can.
We can dox them all, too. Just let them know where people live. And
yes, I'll tell everyone's address. Mark Kins on trombone. We've got David Kay on saxophone. He's playing the Barry Sax, which I love a Barry Sax. And then Connor on trumpet. And we've got, my favorite, Emma Bitter is going to be singing as well. Some backups. And have I forgotten anybody? I'm not sure. I think I got everyone. If I didn't, I'm truly sorry. And John England Fisher is playing keys. That's who I forgot.
Oh, fun.
Yes. So it's going to be a big party. I'm really grateful for everyone for wanting to do this. And it's been really fun putting it all together and practicing.
This is going to be a really fun time. I also, internet famous Cascadians.
Oh, yes. Internet famous Cascadians. I don't know if everyone caught the comedy club clip. But we are now.
I think those are three sounds you're supposed to put together.
No, that was really difficult. But yes, now we're famous.
Farmer here listening to promoting the brand new Leah Farmer self-titled solo record on Batasonic Records, which will helpfully tell you to play it at 33 RPM, which is very helpful for a lot of us DJ types. Now that we are fully into the reggae zone,
mm-hmm.
Dump Truck has a question. You too can ask your question. 971-220-5979 is our text line. That's 971-220-5979. You've played with many bands, many ska, reggae, rock steady bands, and he would like to know how you got introduced to Jamaican music.
Yeah, so I took the classic band kid to ska pipeline, where I was a horn player when I was in high school, and, you know, that was the early 2000s, and I would go to ska shows and just kind of get into it from there. And then I moved to Austin, and after, I think it was after I was done with college, I met Jeremy from the Bandulus, and after a couple of years joined that band, and that's really where playing with them kind of got into the nitty-gritty of reggae and rocksteady and ska. So I think my very first sort of more traditional ska show was the Slackers. So they were really my big introduction on that journey in the early 2000s.
Tell us about this next song that's coming up, No Way.
Yes Way. yes, this song is called No Way. It's a rocksteady song, and you might hear it with the Cascadians if you come to our, we have a bunch of shows coming up. So if you come to a Cascadian show, you will hear us play this song, albeit a little differently. But yes, it's a song about doing your thing. Someone comes crawling back to you, but you're like, no way. And you keep on moving forward because that's what we do, baby.
You
are tuned to a very special Impact Sound, a listening party for Leah Farmer's brand new record on Batasonic Records. Available now at batasonic.bandcamp.com or tonight at the record release party at Bunk Bar, 8 p.m. Whole grip of people. I don't know if that did anything.
We'll find out.
Tell us about this next song.
Okay, this next song is called Daydreaming, and it is one of the ones that Nico sent me, kind of the song, a demo in its entirety, that didn't have vocals or vocal melody on it. And the way I wrote to it, it was last summer when he sent it to me, so I just kind of walked around. It was beautiful outside, put my headphones on, walked around for a while, and thought, what does this song make me think of, make me feel, you know, evoke in me? And so it's really, to me, it was really dreamy, and I thought, I daydream all the time, and I am often out in the clouds, so I wrote about that to the song.
And this is a very dreamy song, so I'd encourage everyone to, I don't think the FCC wants me to encourage you. I'm just going to say you can. Sit back, relax. You could get out in the sunshine on a nice chair, let the sun hit your face, turn this up real loud, and daydream along with Leah. At the final track, your favorite track on the B-side?
Yes, this is my favorite track on the B-side.
And what makes this your favorite track?
Well, this is the oldest song. I wrote it such a long time ago, and I really like to write lyrics. I started out when I was little writing a lot of poetry before I started singing. And to me, this is poetry that I wrote and somehow found a way to put music to it. And yeah, I just really like this song. I don't know how to say it, but it's a cool one. And real quick, this is a duet, so Emma Bitter is going to be singing this with me tonight. So make sure you're there to witness that.
There we have it, Leah Farmer's debut record. Leah Farmer on Batasonic Records. And we have here.
It's me, Leah Farmer. Surprise.
I mean, it's an incredible record, as everyone can hear. One thing that struck me listening to it was that it has such a fabulous arc that everything really, like, it makes sense how the songs are put together. How did you choose how the songs are laid out?
Well, I was trying to think about the album as a whole, because people are listening to it digitally as well. So I wanted to have a big arc. And then I was also thinking about people listening to it on vinyl. So there's these mini arcs on each side. So I wanted to start out with something big, end with something slowish and, you know, kind of emotional, I guess, on each side, but still have it make sense as a whole as well. So I tried to arrange things to take you on a journey.
You can kind of catch your breath with When On anyway, if you're listening to it on Spotify before Love Letters hits you with the northern beat.
Exactly. And then when you flip the record over, it like really brings you back in with Love Letters. So I was thinking about both listening situations.
Well, let's promote the show. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. It's happening later at Bunk Bar. So that's on Water Avenue, kind of in the southeast area of Portland.
Today,
May 30th. So, you know, drop what you're doing. Maybe you have plans. Now these are your plans. That's what I'm saying.
Better plans.
Come hang out with me. You can buy t-shirts. You can buy the record. You can give me a high five. Lots of things. Lots of people will be there, hopefully. My dad will be there. He's going to play a song with us. So that'll be really cute.
It's a family affair. And a community affair. You've got players from all throughout this wonderful Portland musician community coming together.
Yes. So it's going to be a blast. And Blue Beat Quintet, so that's Eric Molina from Los Malhablados, and a couple of guys with him. And then we also have John Roy Sound, who's going to be doing some really cool visual videos with his DJing. So that I'm really excited for that, actually, because I love what he does.
It's going to be really fun. We'll see you tonight. And we've got just a couple minutes left here on the Impact Sound before we make way for the Wayward Girls Soul Club. So I'm going to play maybe just a tune and then let y'all enjoy your Saturday. Make sure to stick around for the Wayward Girls. I know you've been listening to DJ Stone Bunny. I know you've been listening to Beaches. I know you've been listening to Impact Sound. It's going to be Saturday. X-Ray is the place. It's just the place to be.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within the dim light passed to silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Silhouettes of the shade said to my shark, you're on the wrong guard. Silhouette, must come to your house with wings on my feet. Love you
silhouettes of the shades, all of our days, the silhouettes.
We have reached the end of the Impact Sound. Once again, my friends, I appreciate you all tuning in. We'll be back next week with another fantastic episode to keep you entertained, enthralled, and educated right here on X-Ray FM. A big thanks to Leah for coming on. You can come out, support your local farmer.
Support your local farmer, you guys. Thanks for having me. This is really fun.
Thanks to everyone who sent in questions. I appreciate it. It was really fun. It was just really fun. So until we meet again, my friends, be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Smash the fesh. And remember, no matter how bad things get, we're insured that tomorrow better must come.